Surpasses 70.26% graded 12-pass rate. Farmers express dissatisfaction with payment process. In international news, hundreds of thousands of people affected by severe flooding in Mozambique, UN says. And in sports, Africa Cup champions receive heroes' welcome on return to Dakar.
And now, the Power FM News.
With upfront and reliable news every day, my name is Abigail Trassett. Some farmers have expressed dissatisfaction with what they describe as a slow and tedious payment process, despite assurances that all payments for the 2025 crop marketing season have been concluded. In an exclusive interview with Power FM News, several farmers complained of the process, highlighting that it requires them not only to travel long distances, but also go through lengthy procedures to access their payments, a situation they say is costly, exhausting, and time-consuming. The affected farmers have called on the government to introduce a more efficient and accessible payment system, arguing that the current process is discouraging and does not adequately consider the challenges faced by farmers, especially those in remote areas. Meanwhile, some farmers have also urged government to promote crop diversification, saying this will help farmers move away from over-reliance on maize and invest in other profitable crops.
Ashara I will go for try. I'm going to January. Tomorrow must be 18 to 19. So I am a bubari with the guy to come in December. I'm as one guy. So you know, we went down. I'm going to get some bricko. No, I'm going to get some bricko. No, I'm going to get some bricko. No, I'm going to get some bricko. 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 I'm going to get some bricko.
Earlier, the Food Reserve Agency, FRA, announced that all farmers who supplied maize during the 2025 crop marketing season had been fully paid. FRA Executive Director Justin Chunka said the agency disbursed more than 11 billion kwacha to clear payments owed to farmers countrywide. Out of the 194,069 candidates who sat for the 2025 Grade 12 examination within Zambia last year, 136,357, representing 70.26%, have obtained school certificate. Meanwhile, a total of 54,771, representing 28.22% candidates, obtained statements, while only 2,941, representing 1.52%, failed the examination. Announcing the results in Lusaka today, Education Minister Douglas Yakalima said this pass rate is unprecedented, as it is the first time ever that Zambia has crossed the 70% mark for school certificate pass rates. The minister further said that there were no leakages of examination papers during the conduct of the 2025 school certificate examination.
Together with the candidates from South Africa, a total of 197,777 candidates registered for the examination, comprising 94,489 male and 103,288 female candidates. Of the 194,069 candidates who sat the examination within Zambia, 136,357 obtained the school certificates, that is 70.26%, representing an increase of 2.07 percentage points from 68.19% school certificate pass rate in 2024. When combined with the candidates from South Africa, a total of 136,434 candidates obtained the school certificate out of the 194,148 candidates that started the examination, showing an increase by 2.08 percentage points from 68.19% that obtained the school certificate in 2024.
ZCCM Investments Holdings PLC, ZCCM IH, in partnership with the Ministry of Finance and National Planning, MOFNP, has incorporated the Zambia National Energy Corporation Limited, ZENEC, as a special purpose vehicle in its 200